Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
I'm sleepy this morning.
What you do last night, ma'am?
Up shelling peas. They had them black-eyed peas down there on sale at the farmer's market. And I went down there and got two big old sacks full of big bags. And got up there and got to watching them reruns because my baby hit record on there and watched every single episode of Judge Joe Brown. And got to shelling peas until my thumb was numb. I got your son put up. I got your son off there in the deep freezer.
Oh, you have?
And I went ahead on while I was doing that, went and cut my greens.
You're a real busy one.
Miss Jenkins. Miss Jenkins.
We got to do like, yeah, church announcements. I went up there and got some greens and cut some of them up. And I don't know.
Man. Don't you stay up no more.
No, I'm not staying up. I said, Lord, I looked up, and I said, why am I so sleepy? Looked up, it was 9:30 p.m. I said, oh, Lord, I ain't never stayed up this late.
9:30?
Baby, I'm going to bed soon as time broke. I'll go off soon as it get dark. Get in the bed and get under the cover. 9:30, I said, uh-uh, that's how folks get shot, stand up late. Now, the music department was not able to get up enough money to book Yolanda Adams to perform for the pastor's Christmas program, but they did have enough to get Sister Sherita Adams.
Was she related?
Yeah, she married to James Adams, whose stepdaddy, younger brother, ex-wife, got a cousin who got a baby with Yolanda Adams' older brother, Charles.
Oh, that'll do.
Now, Janie, that's a $25 reward for anybody who knows who it is that was sniggling when Pastor's mother's electric wheelchair got stuck on fast. And she ran into the drum set and the organ when they was coming around for missionary offering. So whoever they find out who was sniggling, that's going to be a $25 reward. Just call and tell anybody in the pastor's office. But she is okay. The pastor's mother's wheelchair got stuck on fast and ran into the drum set and made a noise.
I know.
I thought they was getting ready to do a praise dance. Baby, when that purse hit them cymbals, the usher board wants all members to know that they have Kleenex available if you need it. Just raise your hand, cause people been wiping boogers in the back of the brand new handbooks.
Stop it.
And that's why some of the pages been stuck together, you nasty. You nasty. Devil gone low down scoundrel. Just put your hands up if you need some tissues. That's why I bring my own Bible. I don't use the one in church. The whole New Testament was stuck together one Sunday. Homegoing service for our Deacon Chester Hicks will be Saturday at 11 a.m. He was 92 years old and passed last Friday. You know Chester Hicks.
Yeah.
He had suffered many years with pneumonia, a twisted spinal cord syndrome, thin blood, thick foot corns, enlarged throat cavities, eardrum cancer. But ain't none of that. That ain't what killed him. What happened was he had put his dentures in too loose. And he sneezed real hard and swallowed his bottom row of teeth and choked to death.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.